This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 7 questions and 3 sentences. Read the answers on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the answers. Listen to the questions and sentences. You will hear them twice. Choose the best answer. 1. What time do you usually have breakfast? 2. Would you like to meet up for coffee? 3. I've had such a bad day today. 4. Amy broke her leg yesterday. 5. How many seats has your car got? 6. How long do I bake the pizza for? 7. We had a lovely curry last night. 8. How long is the film on for? 9. Has the dog had its tablets today? 10. Where did you get those cream cakes from? Now listen to the sentences again. 1. What time do you usually have breakfast? 2. Would you like to meet up for coffee? 3. I've had such a bad day today. 4. Amy broke her leg yesterday. 5. How many seats has your car got? 6. How long do I bake the pizza for? 7. We had a lovely curry last night. 8. How long is the film on for? 9. Has the dog had its tablets today? 10. Where did you get those cream cakes from? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Good morning. My name is Jane, and I am conducting a survey on heating in the home. Could I ask you a few questions, if you have time?
Yes, certainly. I'm on my lunch break, so I have plenty of time.
Thank you. Firstly, what is your name and age, and are you a homeowner?
My name is Gabby. I'm 35 years old, and yes, I do own my own home.
How long have you owned your home?
I think it's about 7 years now.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you about the type of heating you have and what you might have in the future. At the moment, what type have you got?
Well, we have central heating at the moment, which is run on gas, mains gas, that is.
Thank you. Which company supplies the gas to your home?
Oh, I think it's UK Gas. Sorry, my husband usually pays the bills and I forget which company we use.
What alternative heating are you thinking about using?
A wood burner in one of the rooms.
Thank you very much for your time, Gabby. And for your trouble, here is a 10% discount voucher off your next gas bill.
No problem, and thank you very much for the voucher.
Now listen to the conversation again. Good morning. My name is Jane, and I am conducting a survey on heating in the home. Could I ask you a few questions, if you have time?
Yes, certainly. I'm on my lunch break, so I have plenty of time.
Thank you. Firstly, what is your name and age, and are you a homeowner?
My name is Gabby. I'm 35 years old, and yes, I do own my own home.
How long have you owned your home?
I think it's about 7 years now.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you about the type of heating you have and what you might have in the future. At the moment, what type have you got?
Well, we have central heating at the moment, which is run on gas, mains gas, that is.
Thank you. Which company supplies the gas to your home?
Oh, I think it's UK Gas. Sorry, my husband usually pays the bills and I forget which company we use.
What alternative heating are you thinking about using?
A wood burner in one of the rooms.
Thank you very much for your time, Gabby. And for your trouble, here is a 10% discount voucher off your next gas bill.
No problem, and thank you very much for the voucher.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions.
Hi, Teresa. How are you today? Have you decided what you are going to do for John's birthday party yet?
Hi, Nicola. I'm fine, but I can't decide what to do. He's going to be at that awkward age of 9, when they aren't small children, but not teenagers yet.
I know. It's not easy thinking of ideas. Hasn't he given you some clues as to what he would like?
Well, he's still into Star Wars, but not playing with toys. It's all computer games and battling each other over the internet. I'd like to have an activity-type party with things to do.
That sounds great. I went to a kids' party where they had machines full of paintballs, which they fired at each other. It was great fun. In teams, they ran around some woods, dressed in overalls and helmets to protect themselves.
That sounds great. I suppose they can imagine they are in a Star Wars movie, Return of the Jedi. Did they have food at the place?
There isn't any food available there, but you can take your own, as there are tables and benches and everything is undercover, which is what you need in October. That's when his birthday is, isn't it?
Yes, October the 10th. Good point. We can't rely on the weather being dry, not in England. I suppose I could take some sandwiches, sausage rolls, crisps and some bottles of juice.
Well, it sounds as though we've sorted John's party out this afternoon.
You're right. Thank you for the inspiration. I'll go home and make some phone calls. Thanks, Nicola.
You're welcome. So glad to help.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Teresa. How are you today? Have you decided what you are going to do for John's birthday party yet?
Hi, Nicola. I'm fine, but I can't decide what to do. He's going to be at that awkward age of 9, when they aren't small children, but not teenagers yet.
I know. It's not easy thinking of ideas. Hasn't he given you some clues as to what he would like?
Well, he's still into Star Wars, but not playing with toys. It's all computer games and battling each other over the internet. I'd like to have an activity-type party with things to do.
That sounds great. I went to a kids' party where they had machines full of paintballs, which they fired at each other. It was great fun. In teams, they ran around some woods, dressed in overalls and helmets to protect themselves.
That sounds great. I suppose they can imagine they are in a Star Wars movie, Return of the Jedi. Did they have food at the place?
There isn't any food available there, but you can take your own, as there are tables and benches and everything is undercover, which is what you need in October. That's when his birthday is, isn't it?
Yes, October the 10th. Good point. We can't rely on the weather being dry, not in England. I suppose I could take some sandwiches, sausage rolls, crisps and some bottles of juice.
Well, it sounds as though we've sorted John's party out this afternoon.
You're right. Thank you for the inspiration. I'll go home and make some phone calls. Thanks, Nicola.
You're welcome. So glad to help.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the answers on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions.
Welcome to Hashtag 2017. I run a blog on social interests, and today I will be looking at a picture of a wedding dress that went viral all over the world. Tens of millions of people are talking about the wedding dress in the picture, which had been posted on social media. Something as trivial as the colour of a wedding dress has created interest, not just in the news media, but at the Institute of Philosophy. The story goes that a mother was looking for a wedding dress for her daughter and took photographs of three dresses she had found and sent them to her daughter on her phone. The daughter expressed an interest in the white and gold dress, but her mother said it wasn't a white and gold dress, it was blue and black. So the daughter posted the picture on social media for her friends to comment on. Was it white and gold or blue and black? A friend then shared the picture, which caused so many arguments all over the world, creating 14 million hits within days. Was it just a fun trick of the eyes, or was it something more scientific? The Institute tried to make sense of how it could be seen in different ways, which prompted scientific research and scientific papers being written on the subject. The conclusion was the brain sees the colours of the environment the same, but some people's brains are affected by background light changes, which makes them see different colours to other people. In the scientific findings, 57% of people saw black and blue, 30% saw white and gold, and about 10% saw black and brown. A social and scientific phenomena.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Welcome to Hashtag 2017. I run a blog on social interests, and today I will be looking at a picture of a wedding dress that went viral all over the world. Tens of millions of people are talking about the wedding dress in the picture, which had been posted on social media. Something as trivial as the colour of a wedding dress has created interest, not just in the news media, but at the Institute of Philosophy. The story goes that her mother was looking for a wedding dress for her daughter and took photographs of three dresses she had found and sent them to her daughter on her phone. The daughter expressed an interest in the white and gold dress, but her mother said it wasn't a white and gold dress, it was blue and black. So the daughter posted the picture on social media for her friends to comment on. Was it white and gold or blue and black? A friend then shared the picture, which caused so many arguments all over the world, creating 14 million hits within days. Was it just a fun trick of the eyes, or was it something more scientific? The Institute tried to make sense of how it could be seen in different ways, which prompted scientific research and scientific papers being written on the subject. The conclusion was the brain sees the colours of the environment the same, but some people's brains are affected by background light changes, which makes them see different colours to other people. In the scientific findings, 57% of people saw black and blue, 30% saw white and gold, and about 10% saw black and brown. A social and scientific phenomena.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3, Broadcasts. Listen to Broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions.
Snowdome. Welcome to the Snowdome, the most original and ultimate snow, ice and leisure experience. Here today, you will participate in a magical experience of sledging, ice skating, tobogganing, snowboarding, and, of course, snowballing. During your 6-hour stay with us, you will have a dedicated team to help and advise you on any of the activities you choose to do. We will provide you with warm clothing and gloves, along with waterproof trousers and jackets. Those of you who are booked to do the 2-hour snowboarding lesson should meet by the Alpine Taverna at 10:30 a.m. with your snowboards. Everyone else must meet by the Winter Experience entrance at 10:15 a.m, where you will be free to explore all the activities on offer. The restaurants will be open from 12 p.m, serving warm drinks and delicious homemade food to get your energy levels renewed for the rest of the day. There are plenty of rest areas around the snow dome with hot drink vending machines, so do keep some loose change on you for a tea or hot chocolate later in the afternoon. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your snow-filled day.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Snowdome. Welcome to the Snowdome, the most original and ultimate snow, ice and leisure experience. Here today, you will participate in a magical experience of sledging, ice skating, tobogganing, snowboarding, and of course, snowballing. During your 6-hour stay with us, you will have a dedicated team to help and advise you on any of the activities you choose to do. We will provide you with warm clothing and gloves, along with waterproof trousers and jackets. Those of you who are booked to do the 2-hour snowboarding lesson should meet by the Alpine Taverna at 10:30 a.m. with your snowboards. Everyone else must meet by the Winter Experience entrance at 10:15 a.m, where you will be free to explore all the activities on offer. The restaurants will be open from 12 p.m, serving warm drinks and delicious homemade food to get your energy levels renewed for the rest of the day. There are plenty of rest areas around the snow dome with hot drink vending machines, so do keep some loose change on you for a tea or hot chocolate later in the afternoon. Thank you for listening and enjoy your snow-filled day.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.